Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
How does a well-informed man explain something to a woman who may not have had all of her facts straight without being mansplaining to the woke culture? Like, Katie, we watched this whole debate together last night in my basement. Did Mike Pence mansplain to Kamala Harris?
No, he was just explaining. When someone has a question and they ask you the question, you just explain your answer. That's what happened.
Well, I would love to hear what Tyrus thinks about this. Let's get Tyrus in the room.
You're becoming like my most stable relationship.
Enough said.
Tyrus, have you ever been accused of mansplaining?
Constantly.
Are you? Are you mansplaining when you're being accused of it? I mean,
I'm doing it right now.
Welcome. That's why we're here. Can we rename this segment Mansplaining with Tyrus? Because I'm okay with that. I mean,
yeah, because it's... I don't... all I can say is I don't think there could be a nicer guy to ever be in a combative speech with Mike Pence. So I don't think he literally thanked everyone before he answered. 30 seconds of every question was thanking someone. So I don't really know how he could have been rude or whenever when literally he hit everybody with a compliment. And it's, I think his first four. He even said you're entitled to your own opinion. Like, I mean, he was very affable, I think. Yeah. Both of them were, honestly. There were no fireworks. And to still hear that he was mansplaining, I don't know what the brother's got to do, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, that's my question. How are we supposed to have conversations that are meaningful? Because these debates are supposed to mean something to the American people. The center of these conversations is supposed to be you and me and the person sitting at their desk right now with their earbuds in their ears. We are the center of these conversations because that's how this country works. How are we supposed to have conversations between men and women or people of a different race or people of a different age range without being accused of, you know, first and foremost, taking the super easy punch and bringing that difference to the forefront? I mean, we've got to be able to discuss these tough issues, and we have to be able to discuss them between people who are not exactly right. And it seems as though it's such an easy, cheap shot to come out for George Stephanopoulos or anybody else, for that matter, and go straight to the gender difference between them.
Yeah, and I honestly, I think Pence had enough problems to deal with, besides making it up. I mean, but as a Republican, we have not had the best 2 weeks in terms of, like, some of our behavior from our president. But and Pence has always found a way to put glitter and sprinkles on anything that people have issue with. He's the best at what he does. He is a, I don't want to say master, but he is a pro debater. He's really good at what he does. The only thing that was, you were going to pick on him for anything, would be his really long intros into each question. But I think he felt he had to be overly complimentary and respectful and thankful before he would get into what the Republican view is on the situation. So I honestly think he did a really good job in terms of his demeanor and how he debated with Kamala Harris. He was respectful. He talked over, but I mean, that's what politicians do. But it was never at the point, even when she said, I am talking or you interrupted me, he stopped. Mm-hmm. And he didn't stop it. And so he said, okay, sorry. So, I mean, as far as points go, as far as being respectful and courteous, I think Pence scored huge points. And I was able to watch the entire debate because it was an actual debate. Now, both sides did well. Both sides had moments. Both sides claimed victory. I don't think typically the VP debates move the needle one way or the other. But I think we had a good picture of what it would look like, even though neither one of them wanted to answer the question, what it would look like if they have to take over as president. So I think we got a good look at it.
Tyrus is on the phone with us, Fox Nation host of Nuff Said and Fox News contributor. Tyrus, you just said it, that maybe the needle didn't move last night much, but in this debate, was there more focus on Kamala Harris because of the problems that everybody's talking about with Joe Biden? And if so, did she? Do you think she rose to that occasion last night?
I think she was her introduction to the world, basically. I know there was, you know, Democratic debates and stuff, but this is like the biggest stage I think she's been on in terms of the debate. I don't think Biden's had any more problems than Trump has. So I would say it's a push. Both president-elect and both sides of the fence got issues. And, you know, Pence, he backs the president no matter what, even though sometimes we'd like him to explain something or add some clarity, because I think Mike Pence can do that. I think when our president's emotional, Pence could and should have the ability to break it down for us. But he does not do that. He just doubles down on his president. So I don't really feel either one does anything to push the needle other than they both had good accounts of themselves. They both got their points across, and they both dodged questions that apparently that the president and vice president don't want to answer, and they fell in line and didn't answer them, particularly, you know, Harris with the pack in the Supreme Court and Pence with kind of ducking and dodging a lot of the COVID questions. So, and neither one of them wanted to talk about giving up power. But then again, how do you even have that conversation? Hey, boss, in case you get senile or sick, I just want you to know I'll pull the plug. You know what I'm saying? Like,
very sensitively.
Yeah, there's no, I mean, they definitely have to bring it up. You know, like, there's no segue. Like, speaking of dying on the job, hey, I got a quick question for you.
hypothetically speaking here.
Yeah, like, you know, like,
say.
You know, because no one, I mean, just think about it. If, just take it in your spot. If your intern comes in and goes, hey, Mrs. Fry, if you get laryngitis or sick or anything, I'll just take over the show.
Wait, Ryan Wiggins just said this to me last week.
I said
it
in every break.
Yeah.
What would happen if you were ever gone? I mean, like, gone, yeah. Gone.
If you were locked in the closet and I had the key, but I'm going to do the show before I unlock you, are we
completely hypothetically? Yeah.
Completely hypothetically.
What's your address?
I just thought it was one of those questions that I laughed because I can't see either candidate saying, hey, in case of this, I want you to know you have my full confidence. Literally will be my last breath will be my final order. So, and that's just, unfortunately, that's just the way it is. We see that in the Senate. We've seen people on the job passing away. And mm-hmm. So I don't see the presidency going any other way.
We're speaking with Fox News contributor Tyrus, and I want to ask you, at the end of every debate, at the end of every big news bomb, I mean, we found out today that tomorrow Nancy Pelosi is going to bring up the 25th Amendment. Like, we're back around to that in this revolving door of craziness. I always look at what's changed, what has moved the needle. I'm pretty convinced that this is still a referendum on Donald Trump election, that you are either voting for Trump or against Trump. Do you think that Joe Biden has done anything, or that the Biden-Harris ticket has done anything up to here on Thursday, October 8th, to tell the American people why they would be the right choice, not just better than the wrong choice?
Well, the first part of that, Pelosi's doing that because that was, she warned us. She said that she had some arrows. Was it arrows to throw? Mm-hmm.
Arrows in her quiver.
Yeah, arrows in a quiver to throw over the Supreme Court pick. So trying to move this in front of that, if there's a hearing, if there's a vote, obviously it would slow down the selection process. So I think that's her move on the 25th Amendment situation. I think Biden's had a particularly good month in terms of he scored some points, whether we want, I mean, the debate wasn't a good look for us. And I always believe if we don't criticize our own team, you know, then we can't be better. And the debate wasn't good for us, and it changed. A lot of people started looking at Joe. I always thought it was a mistake, and I've been on the record. Attacking Joe Biden just doesn't work the same as attacking Hillary Clinton. The Clintons are an institution. They have all kinds of deep statism, and, you know, there was Bill Clinton's presidency and his issues and some of her issues and her personality and the way that she treated Barack Obama when they ran for the Democratic nomination. There was a lot of fodder there for him to attack her, and a lot of Americans got behind that. Mm-hmm. Joe Biden's not that guy. And this, I really wanted President Trump to just go on a boasting tour of his accomplishments and where he's
record,
and really not acknowledge Joe Biden that much. You're not getting much mileage out of Hunter, the Hunter stuff. You're not getting much mileage over attacking him, saying he doesn't have his wits about him. Like, those things just didn't work. And it's really too bad, because the final answer to your question is only President Trump can lose this election. I really believe that. I don't think Joe Biden can win this election, but I do think President Trump can give it away.
Exactly.
If that makes any sense at all,
That's
kind of where I'm at with it. I think it's, if he loses this election, he would only have to look back at himself. You had the lead, you kept going for the knockout, and you didn't need it when you've done the things that you've done in terms of, and Mike Pence laid it out. He laid a plan out last night. If he could take Mike Pence's, I think it was fourth question, when he listed the things they were doing and jobs and ideas and places where they're going, you get behind that. You're like, yeah, we did do those things. And we're not hearing that from him. He's too busy on the attack with the press and the fight. And I think he's making people who are on the fence tired, if that makes any sense. What I'm hearing, people on the street come up to me, 6 months ago, it was Trump, Trump, Trump. I live in Louisiana. Trump, Trump, Trump. Doesn't matter, you know. And then now you're hearing, well, oh, I think Joe's nicer. You know, they're starting, you're thinking, what? But they're starting to be more in places where typically it's red meat all day, every day, especially in the older community. You're starting to hear rumblings, and we've seen that in some of the pollings too. So he's still got time. He's got time. No, all he has to do is literally just start talking about the things they've done. And Joe Biden would not get press time if President Trump didn't bring him up. Yeah. I really believe that.
There's still time for Trump to stick the landing, but he's got to do it. Tyrus, always great to talk to you. Stay safe. You guys are really, you know, rolling around in this hurricane season stuff.
We're dodging bullets over here. Dodging bullets.
Yeah, 2020 is hard enough. Louisiana has been taking it hard. We are praying for you and everybody around you, and hope you get through this one, and no more excitement of this kind for the rest of the year. We'll see. Tyrus, thanks so much. Good to talk to you again.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.